Picture a world where your smartphone holds more computing power than NASA had when they put a man on the moon, where a teenager in Mumbai can access information that would have required a lifetime in the world's greatest libraries just decades ago, where diseases that plagued humanity for millennia are being conquered not by governments or megacorporations, but by small teams working from garages and coffee shops. This isn't science fiction. It's happening right now. We're living through the most dramatic transformation in human history, and most of us haven't even noticed. Just as an asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs and created space for mammals to thrive, exponential technologies are reshaping our world with comparable force. The question isn't whether this change is coming. It's already here. The real question is, will you be a dinosaur or a mammal? Kodak's engineer invented the digital camera in 1975. Executives dismissed it. Why would anybody want to look at their pictures on an electronic screen? By 1996, Kodak employed 140,000 people and controlled 90% of the U.S. film market. 15 years later, they filed for bankruptcy. They failed to grasp exponential growth. Moore's law shows computing power doubles every 12 to 24 months, but our brains struggle with exponential curves. Take 30 linear steps from your living room, you're across the street. Take 30 exponential steps, you've circled Earth 26 times. Early doublings seem trivial until suddenly numbers explode. This follows the six Ds: digitalization, deception, disruption, demonetization, dematerialization, and democratization. Your smartphone contains $900,000 worth of 1980s technology: cameras, GPS, music players, encyclopedias, now essentially free. Multiple exponential technologies are simultaneously hitting inflection points. 3D printing manufactures everything from smartphone cases to rocket engines. Over 50 billion devices connect to the internet, generating $19 trillion in value. Computing power has become essentially infinite and free. Someone in Mumbai today has more computational access than the entire US government had during the space race. Robotics emerged from decades of deception. Baxter works safely alongside humans, programmable by guiding its arms, for $4 per hour. The greatest opportunities exist at intersections. Human Longevity Inc. combines genomics, infinite computing, machine learning, and stem cell therapy to make 100 the new 60. Technology needs the right psychology. The Skunk Works approach, pioneered by Lockheed's Kelly Johnson, assembled brilliant engineers, granted complete freedom, and isolated them from bureaucracy. They delivered America's first military jet in 143 days, 7 days early. Steve Jobs adopted this for the Macintosh, declaring, "It's better to be a pirate than join the Navy." This works through high, hard goals, challenging targets that boost performance 11-25% by focusing attention and increasing persistence. These goals require three intrinsic motivators: autonomy, steering your own ship; mastery, steering it well; and purpose, the journey meaning something. Google X aims not for 10% improvements, but 10x, a 1,000% leap. As their director explains, if you choose to make something 10% better, you're signing up for the status quo. A 10x goal forces you to abandon assumptions and replace cleverness with courage. This mindset unlocks flow, that optimal state where you perform and feel your best. Executives are 5 times more productive in flow. Flow triggers include high consequences, novelty, complexity, clear goals, immediate feedback, and challenge matching skill. Impossible ventures require super credibility, a threshold where ideas shift from "is this possible?" to "how do I get involved?" Planetary Resources made asteroid mining instantly credible by spending 3 years recruiting NASA engineers who'd run billion-dollar Mars missions and enlisting billionaires like Larry Page and Richard Branson. You don't need billionaires. 3 graduate students founded International Space University by leveraging past successes, starting with feasible goals, and using each commitment to attract others. Breaking visions into executable sub-goals provides dual benefits. risk aligns with reward as funding comes in stages, and it builds psychological confidence. Research shows big goals only motivate when people believe they're achievable. This resembles the Stone Soup folktale, where travelers convince villagers to contribute ingredients by starting with stones in water. What makes it work is authentic passion, flexible exploration that remains open to input while maintaining momentum. Four entrepreneurs exemplify thinking at scale: Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, and Larry Page. They share eight mental strategies: risk-taking and mitigation, rapid iteration, passion and purpose, long-term thinking, customer centricity, probabilistic thinking, rational optimism, and first principles reasoning. Musk's empire, SpaceX, Tesla, SolarCity, stems from breaking problems to fundamental truths. During 2007-2009, all three companies nearly failed, forcing him to spend his last dollar saving Tesla. His persistence paid off when SpaceX won a $1.6 billion NASA contract. Branson has created over 500 companies using fun as both fuel and first principle. If something excites him, customers will love it. Bezos built Amazon on long-term thinking and radical customer centricity, extending beyond books into cloud computing and publishing. He embraces experimentation, accepting failures as inevitable. Page's curiosity drives Google's boundary pushing. His favorite questions, why not, and why not bigger, reveal his comfort with limitless thinking. His leadership philosophy centers on world-changing impact. I have a very simple metric. Are you working on something that can change the world? Entrepreneurs now access global talent, funding, and communities through digital platforms. Freelancer.com connects 10 million users across 234 countries, enabling resource-limited entrepreneurs to tap specialized expertise worldwide. As Thomas Friedman noted, you can build a multi-million-dollar company from a single room with just a credit card. Crowdfunding has revolutionized entrepreneurial finance. When Eric Mijakovsky couldn't raise $200,000 from VCs for his Pebble smartwatch, he turned to Kickstarter and raised over 10 million backers from nearly 69,000 backers, leading to an additional $15 million in VC funding. Beyond financing, crowdfunding provides market validation, customer communities, and PR benefits. Communities represent the next evolution: purpose-driven groups working passionately on shared projects. Today's communities differ through geographic liberation, exponentially increased scale, and revolutionary communication structures. The driving force is reputation economics. Our online reputations enable valuable non-financial exchanges based on trust and mutual benefit, creating what one expert calls a shocking amount of leverage. We stand at a unique moment where passionate individuals can access the technology, minds, and capital needed to solve major global challenges. The biggest problems – clean water, renewable energy, education, healthcare, sustainable food – are also our biggest business opportunities, representing multi-trillion dollar markets awaiting transformation. Problem-solving power has democratized dramatically, from exclusively royalties domain centuries ago, to national leaders decades ago, to almost anyone with passion and vision today. We've already witnessed remarkable progress. 3D printing constructs 10 homes daily. AI democratizes healthcare. Asteroid mining missions are planned within the decade, and solar costs have plummeted 90%. But abundance isn't inevitable through technology alone. It requires unprecedented cooperation between governments, private innovation, academic research, and grassroots movements. While exponential technologies democratize power, they could concentrate wealth dangerously, demanding ethical leadership. The tools and knowledge exist. What's needed now is wisdom and determination to use them well, balancing innovation with responsibility, profit with purpose. This is your invitation, not to observe from the sidelines, but to step forward as one of those bold entrepreneurs who will shape what comes next. The asteroid has already struck. What world will you help build?